The Open Media Foundation and the Art District on Santa Fe invite you to join us for our Yard Bazaar, September 4th and 5th at 700 Calamath Street in Denver. Shop in the open air for records, CDs and books, electronics, TV equipment, and wares from local artists. Our parking lot market will be socially distanced with music from KGNU DJs, food trucks, and surprises. The KGNU Yard Bazaar is Friday, September 4th from 5 to 9 p.m. and Saturday, September 5th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 700 Calamath Street. For more, visit kgnu.org.
It is 7 o'clock and you're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned now for Sound Lab.
Say your prayers, little one. Don't forget my son, to include everyone. Tuck you in, warm within, keep you free from sin, till the Sandman he comes.
Bum, 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 bum.
Never land. Started today in a cloud. If I was the sun, I would shout. I got so much shiny left before I'm out. Yeah, it began with a spark, then a flame grew into a fire. It spread out again, and I just woke up here surrounded. Smoke, and if I can breathe, I try not to choke. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, nowhere to go. Sometimes I get stuck, yeah, I get so upset. I'll burn at the ends, I'll lose the regret. Just one toss of that fateful cigarette. Out of fear in our darkest hour.
Consider this a sign. This is a train in the night, and now it's time for you to go. You know you had a healthy life, boy. You walk this world like you're a ghost. Your hands are coming through the needles. Sick of the tragic and the evils. I am the keeper of the songs of every look. Gone
city. Through that arch on a summer night, I went there once on her first birthday. Lay my burning head on the cool stone. It's raining blossoms down in the concrete park. A girl walks in and out of the evening shade. A broken angel weeps through her spray-paint smile. No tears can reach me while I know I'm not responsible.
Support comes from Boulder Digital Arts, offering live instructor-led classes that are held on Zoom, so you can still raise your hand and ask the instructor a question. More information at boulderdigitalarts.com.
Support comes from the Boulder County 2020 Census Campaign with funding from Next 50 Initiative. The census guides how billions in funding gets spent, where resources go, and where they don't go. The census affects essential services for older adults and everyone in the community, including healthcare, education, and infrastructure, and helps your community plan for the future. In Colorado, everyone counts. You can participate in the 2020 Census by responding by mail, online at my2020census.gov, or by phone at 1-844-330-2020 for English and 1-844-468-2020 for Spanish.
Thank you. could shake back a thousand tears. You could take back crosses in your fingers. You are no, no better, better, better than me. We were meant to be together.
I'm
tremendous voice and guitar stylings of one Doyle Bramhall, the second son of Texas bluesman Doyle Bramhall, and the first track off of his solo debut album from 1996, Song from the Grave. Before that, we heard Jonathan Brook breaking out from her duet, her folk pop duet, The Story, and becoming a little more, plumbing more depths, I guess you could say, with her first solo album entitled Plum, No Better, the track we heard. We also heard some Freddie Johnston there off of his first major release, Can You Fly? We heard Responsible. And Remy Zero gave us Prophecy off of their Villa Elaine album. Phantom Planet from back in the late, early 2000s, I guess. Jason Schwartzman was the drummer, I think, at the time. In Our Darkest Hour, fun band. And we started off that set with one of my favorite bands in the world, Trapped to be remembered merely as a one-hit wonder for Disneyland. It's a shame. They're so good. Dada off of their debut record, Puzzle. We heard Dorina. Sandman here with you on this Saturday night. Lovely weather outside. It's so nice to be out and about when it's not blazing hot. I hope everyone's having a good evening. I am trying to spin through in the briefest of hours because SoundLab goes so fast. I want to spin through just a quick review flashback to the millennial rock era, 90s and 2000s, kind of a should have been, could have been greatest hits of bands that showed tremendous promise. When I first discovered them, it was their first or second record. In most cases, they were going to go places. They were going to be huge commercial hits, major success stories, and they didn't. I can't explain it, but they didn't. It's a shame. So, in an alternate universe, this is a greatest hits compilation. But for now, flashback with me to the easygoing days of the late 90s, will you? with that in mind, here's a band from Canada that never got its due. Great lyrics, catchy hooks, and nobody cared. It's too bad. This band is called The Odds, off of their album Good Weird Feeling. This is Satisfied. I hope you're feeling satisfied on your Sound Lab tonight on KGNU. Like a deer caught in the headlights. After all those songs,
I was walking through a life one morning. The sun was out, the air was warm, but oh, 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 I was cold. No, I must have looked a half a person. Could tell the tale in my own version. It was oh, oh, only then that I felt whole. Just let you disappear. Now doctors know your mom and dad, but me and Mia, Ann and Anna, know how hard you try. Don't you see it in my eyes? Sick to death of my dependence, fighting food to find transcendence, fighting to survive. More dead but more alive. Set the wretched speed for living, sleeping pills to feel forgiven, all that you can try, and all that you'll be bright. While the bourgeois socialite are telling you you've got to change, don't have any idea, they'll never see so clear. But don't forget what it really means to hurt the start, when you don't really need a summer time for a cause, but I don't make it yours.
I know that I got to leave you, lover, but I don't see how I can. You say you wanna make me happy, go of another man. The first time that you told me this, you know my heart was about to crack. But I was giving some guy just a little kiss, and that's when you wanted me back. No thanks to you, I'm doing fine. Everybody has their day, and this one's mine. Come around and tell me, babe, about the way it won't be true. But I never loved you anyway, so the last laugh is on you. Ha. Couldn't keep me on the sidelines, honey, while you played the field no more. And the thing that you never realized is it was me who was keeping score. You lost the game right down the line. Everybody has their day, and this one's mine. To the fleas. I've given you about 10 second chances and you blew it about 11. Now I don't ever want to see your face right here unless you'll ever make it to heaven. Somehow I know you're not that divine. Everybody has their day and this one's mine.
Somehow I know you're not that divine. Everybody has their day, and this one is mine.
So all these bands I've been playing tonight could have been big, right? They had the commercial sound, they had the production, they had the chops, they had the songwriting, the hooks, all of that. And it happens all the time in the music industry. Bands that should be big don't go anywhere, or they don't achieve optimum exposure and they become a regional hit and that's it. They're huge in Japan, you know, whatever. I can't explain Sun 60. I go back to that debut album from 1995 or 96 called Only. And there's so many styles and there's so much great, just great musicality and artistry on that album. And I'm the only one who's heard of this band, apparently. Anyway, I don't even know if they recorded another record. I have no idea. I really like that one. Sun 60's Hold On. We also heard Patty Rothberg, who I know recorded a couple more albums, but didn't land. And that's a shame because she's every bit as good as Courtney Barnett. We heard Ted Leo and the Pharmacists, kind of a niche punk band, post-punk, that should have been huge as well from their great Shake the Sheets album. We heard Me and Mia. The Damwells, Alex Dezen, tremendous songwriter, from their debut album, Bastards of the Beat. Also recorded, they've had a career, you know, they've been recording for years. They've had put out 4 or 5 records. Have you heard of them? No. No. It's a shame. Sam Roberts, huge in Canada. Yeah, I actually hope to see these guys live someday. They're actually putting out a new record in a couple months. I'm excited. Sam Roberts is still going. But the debut album that I actually found here at the KGNU record and CD sale, when that's what it was called, many, many years ago. That's how I discovered Sam Roberts. So I would encourage you folks to come on down to the Yard Bazaar this weekend. Who knows what gems or jewels you might unearth and stumble onto your new favorite band. You never know. And we started off that set with The Odds. Got time for one more track. This is Sandman. It's been a lot of fun. These sound labs go way too fast. And I look forward to returning again soon. This is a band that was one of my all-time favorites. I should probably just do an entire show of them at some points because they have so many songs. I seriously can't pick one for this final song. So we're just going to do this one that's fast and fits in. But Supergrass is the debate back in the 90s about who's better, Oasis or Blur. Blur or Oasis? I don't know if you remembered all that. The correct answer was Supergrass, and this is why. Thanks, guys. See you next time. We'll be right back.
KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Support comes from Indian Peaks Natural Spring Water. Indian Peaks delivers fresh, glacial-fed water from the Continental Divide to homes and offices in the Denver-Boulder metro area. More information available at IndianPeaksSpringWater.com.
Support comes from the Alternative Law Office of Mark Milovitz, a Boulder-based attorney specializing in criminal defense for all crimes, including DUIs, misdemeanors, and felonies for all income levels. The Alternative Law Office of Mark Milovitz is located at 1733 Canyon in Boulder.
Boulder, Denver.
The Alternative Law Office is Deadhead owned and operated since 1996 and a member of KGNU since 1987. For more information, visit alt-law.com or call 303-442-2166.
I see your heart.
Support for the Grateful Dead Hour comes this week from Round Records and the Jerry Garcia family, announcing Garcia Live Volume 14, January 27, 1986 at the Ritz, an acoustic performance by Jerry Garcia and John Kahn. Garcia Live Volume 14 is available on CD, vinyl, and digital download from GarciaFamilyProvisions.com.
Around here anymore.